Yeah, sorry about that delay. Simintadi. Sif Lamed Vav. Continuing in the Hilchos Shabbos. So Hayahalach V'Gila Amas HaMayim. Let's say somebody's walking and he reached a body of water. Yochel Ladalik V'Likvitz Alav. You're allowed to jump. Ladalik and Likvitz both mean the same. They're similar words. Like you're allowed to jump over it. Afilu Hu Rachav, even if it's very wide. It's better to jump over the water than to go around it. Because you end up walking more. Now, this is as a fascinating thing. Meaning, the issue is that you're not supposed to jump on Shabbos. You're not supposed to run on Shabbos. You're not supposed to jump on Shabbos. Or leap, or any, however, or whatever adjectives you want to use, you're not supposed to do that. You're also not supposed to exert on Shabbos, which means you're not supposed to walk too far on Shabbos. Meaning, if you have to, of course you can, but any extra walking should not be done, which I personally use. And anybody in my family wants to take a walk on Shabbos, they say, I'm sorry. It's not COVID Shabbos to take a walk, right? But obviously, if you enjoy it, I don't know if it's obvious, but if you really enjoy it, then it's okay. But it's really not simple to take walks on Shabbos because it's supposed to be relaxing. So, what's better, to jump, which is not allowed, over water or walk around the water? So, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying that you should rather jump over the water than to walk around the water. Because faster. But also,
A walk is not
because.
relaxing.
And not for me. I don't know about you.
Okay, so imagine you could walk and wear a mask and no one would recognize you.
That's a different. That would make it a little better. That would make it a little better, but still, a walk is a walk. It's not, especially when I'm in the country. That's the most time when it comes up to walk on Shabbos. These are steep hills, right? It's really not pleasant to walk up those hills on Shabbos. But either way, what he's saying here is that it's not. I don't think you're going for a pleasure walk here. Here you're going, let's say, to Shul, and there's a huge puddle. So should you jump over the puddle or should you walk around the puddle? So he's saying jump over the puddle. That's better than
Why?
it's less exertion, I guess. He's saying it's less exertion. All right. But also lava, but that you shouldn't do. You shouldn't go in the water. That's for sure the worst. Right? Meaning, because then you're going to get wet. Because then you're going to go through the water and then you're going to end up squeezing your clothing out. And even in another place, right? Meaning, even in another situation, you might, if there's a concern that you might slip and fall into the water, then also Leilach B'Shabbos, then you're not allowed to go there to Shabbos. Shema because perhaps your clothing is going to get soaked, and then you're going to come to do Shechita on Shabbos. So then you have to okay, with all these things. You have to use your judgment. What is the best and best thing for Kavod Shabbos, and what's the least concern for anything? Yeah, thank you. Lamed Zayin Hayahalach Dvar Mitzvah. Let's say somebody's traveling for a Dvar Mitzvah, going Lahaku Pnei Aviv to go see his father, by Rabbi or his Rebbe, by Misha Gadol Mimenu B'Chochma, or if somebody who's bigger than him in Chochma. Yochel Laver B'Nahar. Then you're allowed to go on the river because you're going for a mitzvah. But you have to do it a little different than you normally do. Going, chalukai. Don't take your hand out from under your clothing. Meaning, do something different so that you'll know that you're not allowed to, that you shouldn't squeeze anything out. Also, you also can't go in your sandals. Why? The kivon dena yochel yafa. Since you can't tie it well. We're afraid that your sandal is going to fall off and then you're going to come carry it. But to go in your shoes, that's mutter. And since you're going for the bar mitzvah, mutter loy af lachzer, it's mutter even for you to come back. Because when you have a heter to go, you have a heter to come back. That's not the hatzolah heter to come back from a call. That's a different sugi. Vim ha'ilech lishmer peiroisa. But let's say you're going to watch your peiros, meaning you're going to check out your properties. Tishmiras mamone havi gamken kitzas mitzvah, making sure that your money is okay. is also a mitzvah. Mutter loy, it's a ketzas mitzvah. Mutter loy lar ba'alicha. It's mutter for you to go avaloy b'chazor, but then you can't come back because it's not a mitzvah enough. Meaning, if you go for a legitimate mitzvah, so then it's fine. But if not, then and if not, then you're allowed to go there, but you're not allowed to come back through the water.
Recording in progress.
Sorry, sorry. Okay, I just figured I'll go on to a better device. Fine. So that's Lamed Ches. Tit shall big day, the mud that's on somebody's clothing, if it's wet, then you can scrape it off with your fingernail or with a knife. But if it's dry, then you're not allowed to scrape it. And that's like grinding. So this is, for me, unfortunately, that I'm not the neatest fellow in the world, this comes up a lot. Let's say you drop some food or cholent onto your jacket. So if it's wet, then you can scrape it off. Once it dries, then you're grinding. You're grinding it. You're taking, let's say, a potato, and you're grinding it. So therefore, it's a problem. Right? Fine. Lama test. Beget shachar also lenarim in a shelaga min avak. A black garment, you're not allowed to shake it off from the snow or from dust because it looks like you're cleaning it. But to take off, let's say, feathers, then it's mutter. And there are those that are chayshish for this too. Fine. Test. Misha al raglay amanolov. Somebody, I'm sorry, titsh al raglay amanolov. Let's see, this is more common. You have mud on your feet or on your shoes. You're allowed to remove that mud with something that's mutter for you to take, meaning something that's not muksa. Or you take a piece of wood and you wipe your shoe on the piece of wood. Meaning we're not worried about laundering your shoes. But don't do it on a wall or on the ground. Because if you do it on the ground, you might make a hole, which would be plowing. And if you wipe it on a wall, so you might be adding mud, and that might be building. And if it's really necessary, if there's excrement on your feet, on the shoes, and there's nothing for you to take it with, meaning everything's muksa, like there's only rocks around, then you could wipe it on the wall. And if there's no wall, then wipe it on the ground. Let's say you have water, you're allowed to wash your shoes with water. If it's made out of leather, because just putting water on something leather is not considered laundering. The only time you're going to have a problem with leather is if you take both ends of the leather and rub it. Like people that do laundry. Now, besakin, also ligred hatit v'atzoyim in amin al shalor, and with a knife, though it's also to scrape it off, because that's more of a melacha of smoothing. I don't know if some places still have this. They have like this metal. I don't know. It looks like a thing that you use to clean a grill. They have it, and you're meant to rub your shoes on it. So if you have that in front of your house, if it's sharp, you can't scrape your shoes against it. But if it's not sharp, then it's mutter, right? Because if it's sharp, we're afraid it's going to smooth out your leather, which you also not allowed to do on Shabbos. Let's say your hands get dirty with mud. Don't use a hand towel with it. Because then we're afraid that you got your hand towel that you use and you got full of mud, then we're afraid that you're going to wash it. You're not allowed to color anything, even if it's temporary paint. Meaning it's not going to last. This is a loaded subject. It's also for a woman to put on makeup. Right? Anything, even temporary, is not allowed. Now, Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says that you're allowed to put on white powder on the, that has no oil in it, and it doesn't last at all, and therefore you're allowed to do it. Some Paiskim say Rav Moshe told them that not only is it white powder, it's even colored powder. As long as it doesn't have oil, because if it has oil, it sticks to the face for too long. As long as it doesn't have oil, you're allowed to do it. So right off the bat, the Rav Moshe only says it about white powder, which is the color of the skin. And then people take it, and some Paiskim took it, including a relative of Rav Moshe, and said, no, it's even color. But even those that hold that it's mutter, you can only put it on a face with zero makeup and zero creams or zero anything on it. Because if you already have makeup on it, then this powder will stick to the original makeup. So it's very difficult to allow Shabbos makeup, but there are some companies out there, Seventh Day Shine and whatever. There's another one out there, and I'm not so sure. I was told a lot of them do have oil in them, and it's really difficult. It's really difficult to allow it. But bottom line is, there are those out there that allow it. Some say you should say you should be careful that when your hands get dyed with fruits, let's say you have cherries and they get red, that you shouldn't touch your beggar because you're gonna color your beggar. If you have a bloody nose, if you have a cut, they say not to wipe it in a mappa on a on any sort of a cloth. Right? Nowadays,
Doing
this
it
is
on a
really
napkin,
what?
that, wiping it on a napkin would be a problem.
Disposable? No, that's what I'm saying. Nowadays, we use this. We'll use disposable, so no, that's certainly not a problem. Nobody cares about it. All right. But and yeah, I think even nowadays, most people don't care about their regular towels either. Finally, come on, Simon Sadialis, if
Even a regular towel, if you're not mischaven, why is it a problem? You're not mischaven to dye your
no, yeah, I don't think you'd be
towel.
able to is the daraisa, but we don't do even Tavashan and Mescham, we don't do lechatchila. Right? Men gimel ain litan karkum lesaycha tavshil. You shouldn't put karkum as a type of spice, saffron, into food mepnei because you're going to be coloring the food. Kain kazu b'sefer chayyadam. Now, what does this mean? Well, oh, there's a rule, ain't tzviya b'eichlin. Right? So this is different because when you want the food to have that particular color, then you have then it's a problem. So, like, you want to make a coffee, oh, you're dyeing the water. You say, yeah, I don't care that your coffee should be brown. If the coffee was orange, you'd have orange coffee. Even though psychologically you might not enjoy it, but the point is that you don't really care about the color. But karkum, it could be you do. That's where you get it. This is the big Pesach issue. Can you make, if you're supposed to have red wine for the Siddurim, even for Kiddush, so should you, can you add red wine to your white wine? Is that called dyeing? Because you want the color. All right, so that's a whole another issue. Mem Dalet, also Lakraya, it's you're not allowed to tear things. Ilishzar, I'm not, no, Lakraya means, doesn't mean to tear, it means, braid. You're not allowed to braid, which we had already before. Oy lishzar, or to twist. Afilu shnei chutin, even two threads. Oy sa'arois, hatlushois, or hair that's detached. Right, which is why you're not allowed to braid wigs. Right, and hair we already discussed, and this would you get into that hole when they used to have. They don't really have them anymore, right? Twist ties. So, are you allowed to put twist ties together or not? Right, so some say yes, some say no, because it's metal. It's really not weaving anything together.
The kids' dolls is a problem for my daughter to do it.
I would think so. I mean, if she's young, let her be, but I would think it's a problem. Yeah, mem hey, haderech hu, kishatzrichen likshar eizadav v'shnei chutuna meshichas. The derech is when you need to tie two threads or strings. Or you put one string. Excuse me. And you're tying both ends together, meaning you're like a belt. And you're tying both ends of the belt together. So the normal way is you make a double knot, one knot and then another knot, otherwise it's going to fall out. Just with one, it's not going to be strong. This cannot be done on Shabbos. Two knots, one on top of the other. Even if it's something that you're going to untie that day. Right? Meaning there's different levels of knots. So this knot that is very strong, even if you're going to take it out that day, which means it's not permanent, still not allowed. You have to be careful with a cloth that you tie around your neck, which is what we call I mean, it's really a scarf, but I think it means a handkerchief. You shouldn't make two knots on it. Make sure on Erev Shabbos it shouldn't be double knotted. Also, you may come home from shul on your way to shul Friday night, you double knot it because it's not Shabbos, and on your way home you're gonna be sleeping with that scarf or whatever it is around your neck the whole Shabbos. Even to make one knot in one string is not allowed. Or to take the two ends next to each other, and to make both of them together one kesher. Also, it's also keeping the bezeh gam kesher echad, because with this, even one knot is going to stay. So it's all dependent on how long the knot will last. Let's say you make one knot and then on top of that a bow. This is where you get into regular tying shoes without a double knot. So if it's something that's the derech to untie it that day, mutter v'im lav, even if you plan on untying it that day, but if it's normally kept for more than one day, then it's not allowed. Avalas is based on Neva, Sehal Gavzeh, Mutter, but to make two bows, one on top of the other, that's Mutter. Bafilu Hari, and even to make many bows. Bafilu Mdata, Shiyama, King Yom Ramam, even if it's going to last many days, because there's nothing permanent about that knot. Right? So that where you have to be careful is when you're taking out garbage on Shabbos. So you gotta, that's never going to be untied again. So you got to make sure that you just put it through as a bow. You don't make any sort of knot, even if you just tie it around itself. All right? It's still not allowed. And then you have with the diapers, when people have finished changing a baby, so then you take the diaper and you fold it over, and then you take the tabs and you close the diaper. Some place can say that diaper will never be untied again. So therefore, you shouldn't do anything with that. And others say that's not a problem because you don't care. I mean, you don't really care if it opens, doesn't open. Yeah, so that's, yeah, okay. Fine. Everybody should have a fine night. B'surus
Thank
Tovus.
you. Rabbi Stein, have you gotten a chance to use that picture yet that I